the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Today, I have Kunti Bentley as my guest. She is the project coordinator for Missouri State University and OTC's Joint Project HEAL, which stands for Help, Educate, Advocate, and Listen. This is a grant project that MSU spearheaded, and it was awarded to MSU in November of 2017. Bentley is here to tell us more.
The purpose of the grant, Project HEAL, is to coordinate campus prevention and response to sexual assault, dating and domestic violence, and stalking. So the focus of this new project is to ensure a coordinated community response and approach to these crimes on both of these college campuses.
The grant came from the Office of Violence Against Women in the Department of Justice. And though it deals with sexual violence, it is quite separate and not duplicative of Title IX or other resources. She explains.
What we're doing with the grant is to really focus on prevention and counseling and then victim advocacy. I wanted to mention a couple of their projects and programs that MSU has in place already. They're already working really hard to combat the problem of sexual assault and violence. One of those is the Green Dot Program. It's a sexual assault or sexual violence prevention from the bystander intervention lens. So we're talking about how somebody could really play a role in stopping a potentially violent situation from happening. We also have Giving Voice, which is a theater group. They act out a scene and then they involve students. It's a very participatory approach to really having students think critically about what they could do if they see something potentially dangerous happening amongst their group of friends. So what we're doing with Project HEAL is to look at sexual assault, sexual violence, interpersonal violence prevention from sort of a different angle.
The first year of the grant has been a planning year, which has involved traveling and learning from other institutions during technical training institutes. This has given her some ideas for implementation that she'd like to emulate in the MSU and OTC communities. One major takeaway, the programming needs to resonate widely. She elaborates.
We're really working on making sure that the content we develop or the content that is in some of the programs we already have going on campus is accessible to all students. So we really want to look at that material and make sure that it's impacting, engaging, and reaching our underrepresented student population. So we're talking about students with disabilities. We're talking about the LGBTQ plus community, international students. So we want to make sure that that content is developed with every student in mind.
In the wake of Me Too, this grant seems especially timely. However, it is not a direct response to this movement. Instead, it's a grant program the Department of Justice has had for several years.
In this past year, with the Me Too movement getting off the ground, we all know it's a little bit more forefront in people's minds. And I think at this point in time, people are more encouraged to talk about these kinds of issues. And I'm thrilled to be a part of this grant because now is the time to really be taking advantage of that climate, of that heightened awareness. What we want to do is move on from that heightened awareness of these issues into action. People are kind of slowly getting on board with the fact that, yeah, this is happening on college campuses, and yes, we can talk about it. We can address these issues. We can come together as a community and make life for these students on campus better.
Bentley outlines this three-year project. 2019 will be the implementation year, and 2020 will be a time to review and revise. More than anything, she hopes it is sustainable. Currently, the funding from the grant pays for salaries for herself and a victim advocate at OTC and a victim services and advocacy specialist at MSU. These individuals are key to the program's success, she says. Another key to the program's success is great partnerships. She notes that the program relies heavily on the partnership between the two campuses. She's also tasked with building a coordinated community response team to effect change for students at both institutions. This team includes representatives from the health department, local law enforcement, Harmony House, the Victim Center, the Sexual Assault Response Team at Mercy, and the community partnership of the Violence-Free Family Coalition. She tells us about one of the innovative grassroots ideas she hopes to implement soon.
We're going to really be focusing on the peer education model, where we train male students who have some sort of an influence within their peer group and train them to execute these trainings. We're going to have male students talk to other male students. We think the messenger is really important, and having somebody in your peer group sort of sharing with you what they know and their information and have some interactive activities and things like that, I think is much more impactful and meaningful than somebody like me who's going to waltz in and say, oh, did you guys know that one out of every four, you know, we kind of all have an idea of what those statistics are. We kind of all know that these things are happening. I love that we have this sort of multidisciplinary approach.
That was Kunti Bentley with Project HEAL, Help, Educate, Advocate, and Listen. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.